Here with me I have Richard Coulter. He's Vice President, Scientific and Regulatory Affairs for Phibro Animal Health. And I guess here at this fuel ethanol workshop, Richard, I'd first of all ask you, what is it that you're showcasing for the attendees here?
Chuck, from my perspective, we're looking to talk to producers to just inform them of what we're doing in the regulatory process. We have our flagship product, Lactrol. Most producers know well about that. But a lot of the producers, when they come to me or they come to my colleague, Paul Duquette, they want to know about what's happening in regulatory-wise. It's been a background issue for most producers, but I just want to know that we're staying on top of it and what actually is happening today.
Well, when you mention regulatory, we often in the energy side know dealing with EPA, for example, but now there's, like you all are having to deal with FDA as well, as I understand.
Absolutely. About late in 2008, the FDA decided that with the EPA and the USDA, that they would take the lead on jurisdiction for the biofuel industry, principally because distillers' grains get fed to animals, and FDA have always had jurisdiction there. So Phibro has worked with the FDA for decades, basically. We're, you know, one of our larger businesses is animal health, so we work with FDA on a regular basis, but you know, it's a newer thing for the ethanol industry.
So by you taking part in working with an organization like FDA when it comes to this biofuels industry, besides what that does for your own company and products, then would you dare say that probably has some benefits to other companies that are in the industry as well?
Certainly at the customer end, I think giving them surety that they know what's happening, that the government is supporting a process that they need to go through, that really does help. I think in most industries, working in the area of uncertainty is a very unnerving thing. So the FDA coming in, clarifying requirements, specifically requiring approval of all ingredients used in the biofuel industry, and then authorising those specifically, gives all the producers clarity.
Is there any certain aspect of that that you think ethanol producers should be most aware of or understand that's going on right now?
You know, I think this might sound a little self-serving, but I think, you know, the main thing for ethanol producers, they've got a lot of issues to worry about with economy, you know, the financial markets. The main thing for them in this very complex regulatory world is to make sure that they work with suppliers who can deal with the regulatory agency appropriately and get to the end results they need, because you don't want to be left, you know, on the outside of the regulatory process. You don't want to be prosecuted, bottom line. So they've got to work with someone who knows what they're doing. As I say, that's self-serving, because we're big in this industry. We work with FDA. We've worked with FDA for decades. But, you know, that's really the take-home message.
Well, there are certainly a lot of issues that those in the ethanol business industry are facing right now. Looking ahead from the company's perspective, what do you think, especially from a regulatory standpoint, of how it's going to be, what's it going to be like to do business here in light of, you know, not just regulation, but everything else we're dealing with?
Well, from a regulatory perspective, Chuck, you know what? There's going to be more regulation. You know, I've spent most of my life in working with regulatory agencies all over the world, and one thing I've learned is that you have to deal with more and more regulatory work. And again, as I say, producers just need to make sure that they are working with suppliers who can handle that competently. So that's not very imaginative, but it's how it's going to be.
Well, Richard, you mentioned Paul Duquette, and he just joined us here at the Phibrochem booth here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop. Paul, we were talking about regulatory issues, especially working with FDA, and how your company has a long history of doing that because of the whole animal health side, animal nutrition side of the business you've been dealing with, and what this means to ethanol producers who look to you as a supplier. Just kind of comment on where things are at in terms of dealing with these regulatory issues, especially with FDA right now.
Now they've kind of put this process in place called the food additive petition. It's a bit of a learning curve for both FDA and the industry. And fortunately for us, I think Phibro is right on the, you know, in the beginning of that learning curve with them, and we're working together with them and developing what's going to be needed and be able to get Lactrol approved under the FAP process.
So when you talk about FAPs and looking ahead, do you see this as just becoming increasingly, I don't say important, just part of the process that anybody that's in this industry is going to have to deal with that maybe really haven't so much up till now?
There's no question. FDA themselves have talked on this issue, and basically they've said everything that goes into ethanol production has to be one of four things. That's either AFCO approved, and a good example of that is the corn that goes into the production. Another one is grass, or generally recognized as safe. And you can go on the CFR or the Code of Federal Regulations and see products that are already grass. Some of the materials are, like some of the acids that are used in ethanol production. Another one is the letters that we currently have, and it's not a letter of no objection anymore, but it's a regulatory discretion or enforcement discretion letter that allows you to sell these products because FDA feels they're safe. Most of those letters, we believe, are just temporary because the next process is the food additive petition. And so I believe anything that goes into ethanol production will be one of those four categories in the future. And I think the discretionary letters will probably go away as food additive petitions come into place.
Well, it sounds like it's probably keeping you pretty busy right now.
It's keeping me very busy. When I started supporting our ethanol group, it was probably meant to be about 10% of my job. And I think right now it's about 30%. And it's not only me, but it's Richard and it's others in the group. We're keeping very busy, but we're moving right along. The food additive petition process is, like I said, it's a learning curve. It's been an interesting learning curve, and I think we're at the point now where we know what's needed. We've probably got 95% of it and hope to have the rest of it in the next few months.
Well, I'd like to thank you, Paul, and Richard, you too, for talking with me here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop. It sounds to me like when it comes to looking to suppliers, these ethanol producers have got somebody that's got kind of a leg up when it comes to this FDA involvement in regulation of the industry. So that bodes well for the future. I hope for your company and wish you much success. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.